Alright, so we begin from 9. Let's get the Father's Mercy stuff that has been covered already. Look at the Kuf Zayin in the front of the book. The Tour of Beis Yosef, Siman Kuf Zayin. So it quotes from the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos is Rabbeinu Baruch, who's one of the Bali Tosfos, who appears before Bab's chart. Quoted by the Tour. So the Ramah and the Taz, Bach and Taz, Bach overlap, Bach and Tazalak, Taz and Shach overlap. I see, you overlap them all. They all overlap.
I didn't overlap all. I
really
didn't really.
Right.
You just copied.
Right. Okay, anyways. So, Kasab is Sefer HaMitzvos. So, you have this Loch and Sefer HaMitzvos here. Sefer HaMitzvos is, I'll see. Okay. The Smag. So, Dogim Ketanim Shenispashlu. So, you have little fish that got cooked together. And lo and behold, you're going through your fishies. You got 1,000 fish. And you find one of them is Tamei. V'nimsa Bahen Dag Tamei. So Yeshosrim, Afila Makira Vizarko Vishishim Levatos. Even if you could find the tummy one and you flick it out and get rid of it, and it was Mavatil Vishishim, we're still going to say that it's a problem. Why?
Why?
Lefi Shemishekishema, excuse me, Shekishemare Mayim Hachamim, Lepamim Besofa Iroi, Imaat Mayim, because they got rid of the water, the hot water. L'pamim b'sofa ir, at the end of pouring it, ima'at mayim yishar hadag tamei im esrim o im shloshim dagim. Because when they pour from one pot into the barrel, so you're pouring, and let's say the tamei fish is all the way at the bottom. So you're left with the tamei fish with only 20 or 30 fish. V'nesru, and then they all become aser. V'chozer ha'mayim v'nogim l'chol ha'dagim. And then that water then goes back and asers all, and all, as you continue pouring it, so then it's going to go ahead and aser
so
the rest of them as
by
well.
Eggs. Is this why we're learning fish in that eggs?
Well, you said, why are you bringing up
blood,
eggs?
Bloody eggs?
When you say tomato, because the eggs may have like a...
Blood.
Why did you say eggs? Because you looked at it.
I was looking at it.
Right, okay. So the reason...
When you say tamei, you mean it doesn't have fins and scales?
Yes. So the Shulchan Aruch only discusses eggs and doesn't discuss fish. But the original, the primary source, is discussing fish.
Hmm.
Right? The Sefer, the one who brought this idea, so it's coming. So the Torah is just quoting the primary source, which is the fish case. Fishy. A little bit fishy, as we'll see. There are some who matter, some who say that this case is okay. Why? Let's say, you know, what's the worst case scenario? That one is left behind with 20 or 30, right? So that's probably, you know, we're talking about 1,000 fish in a barrel. Again, that's the construct of the case. You can't really argue with the construct of the case, but it doesn't necessarily give you all the details here. We're saying those 20 or 30 that are left behind, b'talim b'ruv taruvas, are going to be batal in most of the taruvas that's beyond it. Ki l'shayich lomar beria lo batla el beberia. Don't say that because it's a beria, it's not going to be batel. El beberia shenas remachos atzma. Except for when you have the beria itself. But what's our case? Our case is where you find the usher fish and you flick it out. Velo shenas remachos blias iser acher. Not that it's going to be asked because of other blios that are involved in it. Right? So you have the one fish that's a problem. So that fish is going to be gone. The question is only the taste. So that taste may be impacted 30, but those 30 are going to be mevatel anyways. That's what this...
So what's the scenario? You've got a whole container of fish.
Yeah.
And there's some element of non-kosher fish in there. You're pouring it out into some other vehicle, into some other vessel, and then what's left at the bottom could contain those
right.
Non-kosher fish, and they wouldn't be batel b'shishim because the volume has gone down.
The volume has gone down, right. So now you've got 30 puzzle fit usher fish.
So you need...
Right, so those 30 usher fish then go into the other things. So is that going to be about the 30?
But the 30 fish themselves are not mevatel. I mean, they are usher.
So that's what he said. That's what the Ishmatirim are saying. The Ishmatirim are saying that no, it's okay because we got rid of the beria. We got rid of the full fish, right? Which we talked about beria in Obato, right? So what about the rest of the fish, which are also berios? They're not berios because they only have the tam of the aser fish.
Okay, what are berios?
A beria is a full something that's complete.
A bria,
right? A bria bifnei aser, right? So a full bug. That's the whole bug controversy. Like, if you have a full bug, you have a full an aberia ainu mevatel, right? So you can't be mevatel. You can't nullify when something is completely, when something is whole, right?
That's what
you can't. Okay. It's considered not mevatel, even if you have 60, even if you have 100, even if you have 500, right? Mm-hmm. So what about this? So we have a aberia fish. You have a full fish. So no. The cases where you got rid of the usser fish, right? The usser fish is gone. Right, the only things you have left are the tam. So now you have 30 fully usser fish based on taste from the one fish. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're going to say, no, that's okay, because those aren't really considered beria. A beria is only when you have, the thing is inherently a problem. Mm-hmm. But if it's only fully usser because of taste that's inside of it, so that's not considered a beria, that's considered something else. Right? That's considered an usser fish, which is going to then be mevatel by the rest of them that it's going to be poured into. Right? The Ein Chozen Ve'Ostrin Hashar Shemachavas Afa Vishen Nogin Behem. It's not going to ask for the rest of them, even though it touches them. Hamayim Vish Isser HaNevela Ve'Ein Yisuro Machmas Atzmo. Because it's Isser Shenivla. It's Isser that absorbed, and it's not Asser Machmas Atzmo. So Ein Chozen Ve'Nivla Be'Yavish Ki Ma'idei Bishol. So it's not going to go and ask for the rest of them, except for by way of cooking. Okay, so that is the tourist quote of the safe of the smug. Now, the it's not so clear exactly what's going on here. So the Beis Yosef gives his explanation. I'll say it's his explanation as opposed to the Shach's explanation. The Shach, there's a, once again, a very large Shach on this week's on this section, which I don't think we're going to do. Maybe we'll look at the summary. So the if one looks back at the Beis Yosef, the second to last skinny line, it says Ubir Hadvarim. So let me explain to you what's going on here. Ubir Hadvarim. Shadag Tameze Nimsa Bitampoi Sha Ostrim, right? This is there's one fish that was found in the pot. Right, Sha'ostrim Choshishin Shema Keshi'ira Hadagim Me Ha'ilfas, that when they pour the fish from the pot, the Tamchoy, into the barrel, Lo Ira Bavasachas. They didn't do it at once, Lagamri. Ve'achar Shehizchilaros, right, once they started pouring them, Shem Nishra Hadag Tami Be'ilfas, maybe the tummy dog stayed in the pot a little bit longer with a few of the fish. Uma'at Maim, and a little bit of the water. Ache'in B'maim Uvedagim Ha'im Shishim Kenegdo, until there wasn't 60 to nullify that little fish. The Nesru Haim, and they all become Aser. The Cheshen Gemar Ha'iroi Al Harishonim, when they finish pouring onto the first one, She'ira Betchila Nesru Gam Haim Machmas Osam Hadag. They're going to Aser all of them because of those fish. Shenishtairu Im Hadag Tamei Ha'achro, that stayed with that tamei treif Nevela fish, whatever. Even though none of those would be accurate descriptions of a non-kosher fish. And now it touched, well, they were still hot. So even though that we see in that barrel that there's 60 against that fish, it's still all going to be usser. Right, so that's the Beis Yosef shot into what's going on here. Right, it's being poured, and then there's the tummy fish is left behind, and then the tummy fish gets poured in on top of it, on top of the rest. There's Iroi, that it's hot, right? The stuff is being poured in, and it's all usser, and therefore it's going to cause whatever was already poured in previously to be usser as well. That's the worst case scenario according to the, we'll see.
By the eggs, they said that to let it cool down first. Mm. So that's not...
Hold on. The eggs are coming. V'das ha-matirim, those that say that it's okay, why? Mishum da'afilu imtim sulam shenishtayru ma'ad dagim be'ilfas, and even if there's a little fish behind, v'dag tamei b'nehem, v'nesru sam ha-dagim, v'chamoso in b'kachlum, right? Even though there might be a little fish behind, and that fish is going to ask for them all, it's still meaningless. Sh'osam ha-dagim, he-misvatlam b'dagim sh'irishon, because even those fish are going to be mevatel into the pot that it's being poured into. Chad v'trei. The ain't one in two. Right? The Ein Lahem, not necessarily talking about Shishim here, although that seems to be, that would be what would be going on. The Ein Lahem Din Beria Shalol Hispatla Mi'achar She'en Yisru and El Machem, because you don't have to worry about Beria anymore. Okay. So, Chaz of Od HaSmag, so then the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Smag continues on, and says, Amnam, Beitzim, however, when it comes to eggs, shenis bashlu v'nim tzaba'achas mihem afroach, that you cooked a bunch of them together, and then you crack them open, you find one of them is filled with bird or blood, right? Kol aser, they all become aser. Why? De'ein regilos levashel beitzim kol kach biyachad. She esrim beitzim u'shlosha shenasru betelim betaruvis berov. Right? Because in order for you to get the volume that we're talking about by the fish, you have to have a scenario where it's left with 20 or 30 behind, and that 20 or 30 would be mevatel into the rest of them. Now, it seems like it should require 60 or close to 60 to mevatel that 20 or 30. So that's not existing when it comes to eggs. Nobody's cooking that many eggs. They might be cooking that many fish when it comes to these little fish, even though I find that a little bit hard to believe also. I'm not sure who's eating all these fish. Right? But it might be the case when it comes to fish, but it's not going to be the case when it comes to eggs. So therefore, what does he recommend? So if one wants to... I skipped a line in a second... Therefore, what should we do? What's best is you wait for it all to cool down before you start taking eggs out from the water. Now, we're assuming we have at least 60 eggs. Actually, based on what we learned earlier, 61 eggs. Right? We're assuming that you have at least 61 eggs that are in there. Right? So once you have more than 61, what should you do to make sure you don't have this problem of the pouring out and some are going to be left behind and that's going to pass all the rest of them and that's going to pass up the rest of them all in turn. All right, so what should you do? So before you pour any out, wait for it to cool down. Right? Sham. Right? So once it cools down, so then you don't have to worry about this anymore. Right? Because there's no time that's going to be transferring from one to the other. The fish case was talking about that it was hot. Nobody told you that, but right? Apparently, the fish case was talking about where you cooked them all together. Right? And now you're, and then there's taste transferring from one of them to another. And you got 30 that are all of a sudden trafe.
We learned here, I'm sure it was in this year, that in an industrial setting, I seem to recall you saying that when you're looking for bloody eggs, in industrial setting, they don't check for bloody eggs, and they just make the assumption that it's pasul berov.
Wasn't here. It was the other part of the Mythbusters here. But that's because this is not talking about our blood spots. Our blood spots today are normally assumed not even to be blood spots. Not even to be trafe things, probably. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. And the minig is to get rid of them and flick them away, etc. But that's not; those aren't beitzos afrochim, like it's being discussed in Shulchan Aruch. At least not that you'll.
So we're not talking about blood. We're talking about bloody eggs. We're talking about afrochim that have started to
furrow. Yeah, this is talking about the real deal.
Chicken.
Right, there's a chicken. I mean, blood or like a large amount of blood. When you have a blood spot in an egg, so I don't. We say the Rama says, well, to Machman, throw the whole. Maybe we should throw the whole thing out, but definitely get rid of that spot. But maybe then it's probably okay. Also,
well, the difference between the cases is still bugging me. In the case of the fish, you have a lot of fish.
Bugs are sif based.
How many eggs do we have here?
So he's saying the amount of eggs are probably 61 plus.
61 plus.
But probably don't have 1,000. Either fish, you might have 1,000
plus eggs.
Could be eggs that are with shells.
Left with 20 or 30, it should still be bottled 2 to 1, or it's...
Yeah, so it keeps bouncing around between whether it needs to be bottled with shishim or bottled chad betray. I think the ikar did, it needs to be bottled chad betray. I mean, that's what the Ramah claims.
If you need shishim, the fish isn't going to work so well, unless you have...
Right, unless you have a lot.
1,800.
Right, you need a lot more. Right, so with the Ramah, part of the Ramah's sad is to say that chad betray, even though you might need shishim, even though we're machmir, let's put it this way, it's a taruvas yavish v'yavish, two dry things, right? And we're machmir, when you have a taruvas yavish v'yavish, you still require shishim. Right, you still require 60. Right? Why are we machmir? Now, d'oraisa, you only need chad betray would be batal, right? D'oraisa, it would be batal 1 and 2 when you have what we call min b'mino. So we have a gezeira, min b'mino, atu min b'she'eno mino. Right? That's going to become the key in about 3 weeks. Right? That's going to become the key. But for now, the key is that it is so the Ramah, but so the Ramah is saying that that's only din the Rabbanan, right? That you would require chad mitrei, that you would require shishim when it comes to a min mimino. That's only din the Rabbanan. So the Ramah has to, so the Ramah is jumping in and saying, yeah, you require shishim, but the fact that you require shishim is only going to be a din the Rabbanan, so therefore we don't have to be as careful about it. A suffix shishim would be sufficient. So we got that, the idea of cooling off, right? If you want to go a little bit faster, you could take some cold water and put it in it. You could take some cold water and put it in order to make it cool off faster. And even so, you wouldn't have to do hagala to the thing if you happen to find that one of them happened to be treif. Because of that suffix, the suffix of that maybe the last, you know, one of the last few that left happened to be the treif one. So you're not going to say that you're going to have to go and do hagala on the whole pot. So you can keep the pot with its cheskas pashrus that I had originally. V'od, not only that, so we've had these sheet. There's v'od haya omer Rabbeinu Shimshon. It quotes a third sheet. This is really a third sheet, even though he seems to be almost the same as what as a das hamatirim, but he's even more mekel. But od hay omer Rabbeinu Shimshon tamacher lahatir. Another reason to be mekel. She yishan olomer the yisur beruvi isay that one that it's an isur that's going to be mevatel beruv. K'demirin rizvachim that maker didn't should be okay anyways. Hilchach ein litlos shebesof ha'iroi im maat mayi b'shar nishar sham hadag tamei. Therefore, don't ein litlos shebesof ha'iroi im maat mayi. Don't do it. Ein litlos shebesofa iroi im maat mayim.
Don't assume. I think it means right.
Don't assume shebesofa iroi im maat mayim at the end of the pouring with a little bit of water. Nishar sham dag tamei. That you don't have to assume. That's
right, right.
You don't have to assume that when you're pouring out from the pot that the last one remaining is going to be that treif egg. Anyways, you could rely on the idea that it's going to be Batel Beruv anyway. So how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch, I guess we'll have to wait next week. Okay.